In 1961, Lee Bontecue made this sculpture in her studio in Manhattan's East Village. She welded an intricate steel armature, then fastened pieces of salvaged canvas, tarp, and rawhide to it. Here's the artist speaking at the Skowhegan School of Painting and Sculpture in 1988.
I used to live over a laundry, and the old conveyor belts he just threw away, and I was just really lucky. The nice heavy canvas, and we had some good old-fashioned grease in the right color, and I used to take them and cut the pieces of canvas and stretch them in there with wire.
While Bontecue's wall reliefs bring to mind a wide range of associations, the dominant black void in this work strikes an ominous tone. Bontecue has acknowledged her memories of World War II and conflicts of the 1960s as important catalysts for this body of work.
At this time, most of the work was of a hopeful nature, the hopeful meaning from outer space, but slowly at that time it was in the 60s, and also I became really angry. I used to listen to the UN a lot and get things about making bomb shelters already and civil rights movement that was going along.
Like virtually all of Bontecue's works, this piece is untitled. The artist has resisted using titles since early in her career.
At first I thought I should probably name them to make it easier for everybody to know which piece we're talking about. But then I started to do it, I couldn't do it for myself as well as for the viewer. And I just thought that it's nicer to let them come up with things that hit them with it, and it was completely different from the next person. And that's how I feel when I work. I mean, there's just everything out there that hits everybody in a different way.